Grant Brown. He's a pharmacist who owns and operates several pharmacies in mid-Michigan, and he's going to join several other Michigan pharmacists on a upcoming trip to Washington, D.C., and these pharmacists are going to meet with the Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee hearing, and Dennis Archer, who is legal counsel for the group, will also join them. Grant, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Where are your pharmacies located?
We have pharmacies in Jackson, Lansing, Flint, Saginaw, Port Huron, Detroit metro area, pretty much all over southeast Michigan, Saline, Chelsea, Brooklyn, Adrian, all over the listening area.
How's business?
Very good. I mean, as a small business owner, and we compete every day with the big boxes and mail order. And you know, I think the focus of our trip to Washington is that we're local business owners trying to keep the business local and support our communities, as well as keep people employed, which, you know, in Michigan's a big deal.
Before we talk about that trip, just curious to know, do your pharmacies sell, and is medical marijuana available?
No, that's a great question, though. It's an interesting concept that legislatively might be considered down the road, but at this point in time, pharmacies do not, that I'm aware of, have any activity in selling medical marijuana.
Would you like to?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Looking at it from a professional perspective, you know, the use of an alternative medicine such as medical marijuana definitely poses challenges to a healthcare professional, simply because of the fact that the drug has drug interactions and effects that may either complement or cause a danger to existing prescriptions that a person may be using.
Tell me about the Michigan members of the Preserve Community Pharmacies Access Now Coalition. Why was this coalition formed, and why do you have to go to D.C.? And when you get an audience with these congressmen, what do you hope to communicate?
Well, the coalition really is focused on the discussion regarding Medco and Express Scripts, two large pharmacy benefit managers, going through a proposed merger that was announced back in July of 2011. And that merger would basically create one of the largest pharmacy benefit manager in the United States, and basically create a unfair competitive environment. And, you know, the way that the pharmacy benefit managers work is that they facilitate the transactions between the pharmacy and the insurance companies, and they've grown their profit margins by reducing the reimbursement to pharmacies across the United States, and at the same time not necessarily reducing the cost to the ultimate payer, who is the insurance companies.
So what you're saying is that they're making a profit, but the consumer's not saving money?
Many times, no. I mean, for example, you know, the consumer may have a prescription plan that has a copay structure, which we're all familiar with, for either a generic or a brand name, and from their perspective, their copay doesn't change. What the insurance company or the ultimate payer, the employer, writes the check for, they may not see a big difference either, many times, on the prescription costs that they are paying for. So the consumers many times is really naive to the effects of what's happening as a result of the pharmacy benefit manager, the middleman, taking profits from both the local business and then also the employers.
Well, you know, folks are going to say, well, Walmart saves people a lot of money. Perhaps this new entity may, and the smaller pharmacies are just going to have to learn how to compete. Why should our listeners care about this?
Well, I think that, you know, your point is valid. Yeah, it is a competitive environment. But, you know, many times the local business person or the local pharmacy goes beyond the traditional service model. And in rural areas, especially in the United States, if pharmacies can't afford to stay open, there's going to be a limited, reduced access to pharmacy services. You know, there's plenty of examples of pharmacies that have closed in rural areas. People have to travel 20, 25 miles to go to another pharmacy, and it's because of the way the pharmacy benefit managers do their pricing. And, you know, quite frankly, we see, you know, a lot of cash prescription programs now because of the fact that many generics are very inexpensive, $4 to $10 to $12 price range. And in some instances, the pharmacy benefit managers actually don't encourage that type of utilization. When we actually see lower use of generics by the PBMs because of some of the rebates that they receive from pharmaceutical manufacturers and some of the incentives that they've created that help drive their profits and reduce the profits and you know, viability at the local pharmacy.
Now, would this merger hurt people like Walmart and Rite Aid?
It could potentially hurt them. You know, the big boxes have to submit claims to the PBMs just like the pharmacy, the local pharmacy does. You know, so the chains, the National Chain Drugstore Association is opposed to this. Most of the National Pharmacy Associations are opposed to this merger, and you know, basically every pharmacy and pharmacist sees this as a way that they're going to lose access to their patients and ability to provide a local healthcare service.
So you believe this is a done deal unless people speak up, and you're asking folks to call their local members of Congress.
I would definitely encourage people to, you know, talk to members of Congress, and I do not see this as a done deal. I mean, you know, people would have thought that the AT&T T-Mobile thing was a done deal. They thought that was going to happen, and that didn't go through. And, you know, we are, you know, going to try to increase awareness of such a competitive disadvantage proposal because of the fact that, you know, I think that small town USA and doing local business is a major theme, not only in Michigan, but across the United States these days. And, you know, if you can keep that business local, you keep those jobs there.
Grant,
that's a huge difference.
Grant Brown is a pharmacist who owns and operates several pharmacies throughout mid-Michigan. He is a member of the Michigan branch of the Preserve Community Pharmacists Access Now Coalition. Grant, do me a favor. When you get back, give us a call. Let's get you on the program, and you can tell us what you learned and what you communicated.
You bet. I'd love to.